Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, How to Create a Significant Presence on Social Media. There's an old saying that says, if you want to get your story out, go where the eyes and ears are. In today's world, the eyes and ears are on social media. It really doesn't matter whether you love it or hate it. It's here to stay.
It sure is, Bill, and it's growing. 70% of all Americans utilize social media, and they spend an average of over 2 hours a day using it. As you just stated, that is where the eyes and the ears are. Social media is a critical part of any company's overall marketing program, but far too many company owners don't know how to utilize it. That's where today's program comes in.
Well, that's right, Tom. I'm interviewing Paul Baccaro, and we discuss multiple areas of social media marketing, from static posts to video posts to automated calendars and posting tools. Paul even covers a lot of do's and don'ts when it comes to posting content. Paul Baccaro spent the last 20 years successfully taking multiple SaaS, or software as a service, products from whiteboard to market and then running operations. Prior to forming Social Jazz, a social marketing content generator, he was the vice president and general manager of Coolfront by Field Edge, a software company that served the mechanical trades industries. And now, without further ado, here's my interview with Paul Baccaro, titled, How to Create a Significant Presence on Social Media. Well, hey, Paul, it's good to have you with us today. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited to talk about, you know, this topic of, you know, the whole idea of social marketing and that whole presence out on the all the social media or the social marketing platforms that are out there. That's really a challenge for a lot of contractors to work with. I mean, what do you see as some of the major challenges that contractors run into just in using that whole social media platform part of the world?
Yeah, there's quite a few challenges, but the biggest one by far is the content challenge, right? I actually just saw a recent study from Social Media Examiner, which polls like 17,000, you know, small businesses around the country and asks them about different things with marketing and sales and challenges. And one in four businesses, by far the highest percentage, was said that the hardest thing for them was generating content for marketing, for digital marketing, right? Not just social, well, content for marketing, but that's the one number one thing we hear all the time is, I don't know what to post. I don't have time to post. I don't know when to post, right? And so the content challenge is number one. And the unique thing about social media, unlike say a website, now you have to keep your website up to date, but I mean, your website doesn't change every day, right? I mean, you can put your website, you touch it a few times a year, hopefully make some SEO changes and you can keep going from there. But on social media, the content's just about daily, like every single day or at least a couple of times a week, you need to come up with, you know, something relevant to post about. And so that is the number one challenge facing anybody doing social media, not just contractors, but any business, but certainly contractors who wear so many hats throughout the day and busy seasons like this, right? You know, social media is one of the things that kind of falls through the cracks because they just don't have time to dedicate to it.
All right. Well, so that's an area that I definitely want to dig into as we go through this thing. But let me back up before we jump too far in. Why is social marketing so important for contractors today?
Yeah. So I'm going to throw a couple stats out. So these are very interesting. Like, first of all, you know, 70% of Americans are active on social media every month. 70%. And that's all age groups for the most part, right? And the average American spending over 2 hours a day on social, even old guys like me in my 50s, you know, the average is an hour and 58 minutes for people in their 40s and 50s. But even the younger generations, the millennial and Gen Zers, they're up to like 2.5-3 hours a day on social media every day. And it's not changing, right? It's not shrinking. It's actually growing. And so that's a huge time those eyes and ears are on social. And, you know, kind of an old saying in marketing, like if you want to tell your story and get your word out, you have to be where the eyes and ears are. Well, they're on social all the time. So if you're not there, you're kind of invisible, right? And so it's such an important channel for you to be marketing your business. And the reason why a lot of companies necessarily don't always see it as a prime channel for them is it's a little bit more of a brand building kind of platform. It's a little more, you know, it's not a lead gen where you post and you get a phone call. I call it more of a lead assist, right? When people are on social, they hear about your company, they see your van, they go to your social and your site to kind of evaluate you before they pick up the phone. But it wasn't necessarily your led to the phone call, right? But the people are on it two and a half hours a day, every single day. And I think there was something interesting that just happened recently is, you know, Google was always the juggernaut. Like when you wanted to find something, you'd go to Google,
right?
And search and the results. And that's still the case, except that what's happening is people are starting to go to social and social media more and more as the starting point for search. Like they're actually on already on the platforms, whether it's TikTok, Facebook, whatever. So they start their search on social. And you can tell that's a threat to Google because Google just started actually adding in Facebook as search results. So people's people's Facebook pages now show up in Google search results screens because they knew people.
So they're using that as a resource. Okay.
And
that's just going to Facebook or my Facebook page and hitting the little magnifying glass or search button and typing in a topic or something to come up with is what they're doing?
Exactly. That's what they're doing. You know, it started off with a lot of people doing it for like restaurants and coffee houses on like TikTok and Facebook. But now it's become kind of just normal. While you're on Facebook, you're already there. You hit the search bar like, hey, I need a heating contractor.
Well, especially since so many small businesses are promoting their companies on the social media sites, there's an incredible amount of information out there.
There is. There absolutely is. So it's a critical marketing channel for every business, and it's not going to change anytime soon. I mean, social's here to stay.
Without a doubt, there's no question about that. Well, let me ask this then: is there a best thing to do? Right? How do I get the best return on my investment? Right? Because I might not be spending. Well, that's another question, right? Do I have to spend money on some of these posts to boost them? Or can I just put my post out there and eventually hope that we get traction for it? How do we get the best ROI there?
Yeah, you need kind of a multi-pronged approach. So you need to do both a combo of paid and organic. So organic social media for everybody out there, you know, it basically is anytime you want to post about anything, you know, it's free to post. You just go on, hit the post button, type something up and send it. That's your organic reach. And you get your followers, obviously, and then you get some reach beyond followers for people who are interested in that topic. The algorithms say, hey, you know, Paul seems to be searching for this. Here's a post from a company that he's not following, but it seems relevant. They feed it to me, right? So the algorithms will try to feed people to you based on kind of the topics they're interested in. But the paid media is important too, because paid gets you a targeted audience that you can say, I'm willing to spend dollars to get in front of. So organic, we're trusting the algorithm. The paid advertising is like, I'm paying to have, you know, my ad in front of this person or this group of people. So you really need a combination of both to be effective. And then your point of boosting, I would say, boosting is effective as long as you have a post that really kind of lights up. So you'll find a lot of time, you can boost every post if you want. But if you put a post out there and you get like three likes, you know, are you really going to boost that post? I mean, you might get a few more. But if you get a post that suddenly lights up for whatever reason, I got a great example. There was a contractor down in Florida and before the hurricanes hit, I think it was last year, he posted something about their team putting up, you know, sandbags and getting preparing for it. And that post got like 300 likes within 24 hours because everybody was relating to it.
Sure.
If you boost that post because it's doing well, you get even more reach. So selective in your boost, but it can definitely help.
And do you know, I mean, if I pay to boost it and I get more traction, does that ultimately affect my organic searches or how much I come up on regular searches that are not boosted?
It does to some extent. So the algorithms, nobody knows exactly how they work, but the algorithms look at obviously the number of followers, how frequently you post, how engaging your posts are in terms of likes, shares, follows. When you boost, if that leads to more like likes and follows and shares, then yes, that impacts your overall kind of discoverability and you know, favorability with the algorithms. If you boost it and you don't get any other engagement, then it wouldn't.
Right. Okay. Got it. Well, that makes sense. Makes total sense. Now, one of the things is, you know, we look at you know, you kind of mentioned it a little bit ago, is one of the struggles is, or the big struggle is, what do I post? Right. And one of the things that I find a lot is that a business owner or somebody in marketing at the company will go, you know what? Okay, we're going to put together this program. We're going to put together a social post, you know, every day, right? It's going to be awesome, right? And they get it. In the first week, it's out there every day. And then the second week, well, it's out there 4 out of 5 days. And the third week, they're going, wow, it's really busy this week. I only got it out once, right? And then it just kind of falls away. Is that a common practice, or am I the only one who ever has done that?
Oh, no, that is probably the most common scenario. All right. You start off excited and you start posting all the time, and eventually you end up kind of getting quieter and quieter to the point where I call it content droughts. You might go a month without a single post and go, oh, man, I should have been doing this and I wasn't. So it's very, very common.
Okay. Okay. So I'm normal is what you're saying there. But okay. So, yeah, because you start out, you're going, oh, brilliant idea. And then a month later, you're going, what was I thinking? All right. So here's the other challenge is, you know, and one of the questions that does come up is, as I'm looking to put these posts out there, is there an advantage to video in my online posts, or is a static post just as good, or what's the because then I have a follow-up to that one.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely research that shows that video is king, right? If you can put video together, it's way more powerful than any other type of post. Of course, the hardest for people to do because you got to, you know, typically plan it out, and then you got to turn on the camera, be comfortable in front of the camera, which most people aren't. But video has a huge, huge impact. In fact, when I do the videos on our, like for our Instagram stories or YouTube shorts, those get way more traction than any static post does. So if you can do video, I highly suggest you do it. If you can't, the second thing I would say is, you know, a combination of relevant posts about, you know, things related to your business, and then behind the scenes, we call them, which are like photos of your team and team building events and charity events. Those perform really well. So if you're not going to do video, at least do some of those other types of posts. But yeah, video is king.
Okay. So then a follow-up to that one, and since we started talking, this popped into my head. We've got a contractor relatively locally here who what they do is regularly, like once a week, they actually get together with and they'll pick one of their customers, right? So it might be Joe's Steakhouse, right? And they'll get together with Joe from Joe's Steakhouse. And it's literally just, you know, one guy holding the camera, right? And the other one going, you know, hey, you know, that says, you know, Bill over at ABC Heating today, we're with Joe over at Joe's Steakhouse today. Yeah, Joe, how's it going today? Right. And they just, you know, somebody else is holding the camera so they can just have their conversation. And what they'll do is they'll have about a 2-minute conversation. And it might be, you know, wow, we're here at Joe's today. We're replacing the rooftop units on top of the building. And the cool part is we're going to be done before 4 o'clock this afternoon. So when Joe opens your steak, you'll be comfortable while you're eating it. Right. And you know, Joe, what do you got going today? Right. Joe will talk about a little special he's got. And then what they'll do is they come back and simply go, okay, here's the deal. Right. This week, give me a number between 1 and 500. Put that in the chat box. Putting a number between 1 and 500, the one who's closest without going over gets a free maintenance agreement from the contractor and gets a $50 gift certificate from Joe's Steakhouse, right? And then what they do is, you know, so everybody's throwing in their numbers, right? Which I think then, right, is engaging the conversation, right? And then what they do is they don't announce the winner until next week's live. So they have all week to do that, right? So they're like, okay, the winner of last week's live with Joe's Steakhouse, well, that was, you know, Jane Smith from wherever, right? Yeah, Jane, we'll be in touch with you, or give our office a call. We'll get those out to you. Go ahead and put your numbers in right now and make sure that we get that taken care of. And, you know, they're set then for the following week. So that's kind of how they're handling it. Does something like that, I have to think that again, makes their posts more visible to everybody else. Would that be correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's great on a couple fronts. First of all, you're doing kind of community building, right? So your other local businesses, you're community building with them, showing you're part of community. They're going to share it on their social as well, right? So Joe's Steakhouse is going to, you know, show that post on theirs as well. So you're getting double hits on kind of the audiences. So that's great. I would say, though, that, you know, some of that stuff takes planning and you really have to be diligent about it, you know, schedule with your community and get to that restaurant owner. I would say it's easier sometimes to just turn on the camera and talk what you know about as an expert. Right. So I would say there's always four kind of, I call it four letter social, four simple things you can do. Just turn on the camera. And the first thing you do is just answer a question that you get all the time, right? 30 seconds, just there's a question you get all the time. I'm sure you do, right? Like, when do I replace my system, right? Just, you're an expert, answer the question, right? And even if you can't give them a direct answer, like this is the exact day and time, like after 10 years, do it, right? You can at least give them factors and like, hey, this is, if these things are happening or you're spending a lot on a lot of breakdowns and your energy bills have gone up every month. Just answer some questions, really simple. Turn on the camera and answer a question that you hear all the time. The second thing is just highlight a product, right? Maybe you've got, you know, heat pumps you want to push and you're in the Northeast and nobody knows you can even do heat pumps up here because they didn't used to serve in the cold, right? Now they do. Talk about a product or service. Talk about your maintenance plan. The third thing is that connection piece you just talked about, though, which is like connect with the community, connect with them and tell them like, this is my team. This is who we are. And these are the events we go to. And these are the local businesses we frequent, right? And then the last one is discover. And I just tell people like, that's just any topic you want to talk about that you wish your customers knew that they don't, right? There's all kinds of things that you're like, geez, I wish my customers would know this. Just get on the camera and tell them. And those videos are so easy and fast because, you know, the contractors are experts. They know the answers to anything. So you have to do the extent of the planning, like that's great. If you can do a weekly, you know, video with another business and drive business to both companies and do some type of raffle or whatever, that's phenomenal. If you can't, you still have a camera.
Yeah, no question. I love that. Right. So what were those four titles again? Right. It was what were they?
I call it A, B, C, D. So A is answer their questions. B is give them products they can buy or services. C is connect with your community, and D is give them something to discover, something new to discover.
A, B, C, D. I think I might have to borrow that a time or two, Paul. I love that. I love that. All right. Well, then let's move forward a little bit. You know, one of the things, you know, again, finding, you know, that fear again, that content. Let's go back to that. Right now, there's something called, you know, a curated social media presence. Right. What is a curated social media presence?
So curated content is you get content from another source, a third party, somebody who's probably an expert. So, for example, it could be a distributor or a manufacturer like Mitsubishi, for example. If you do some of the ductless and you carry the Mitsubishi line, they'll often have like an article, a blog post about, you know, the benefits of a ductless system. Well, they'll let you actually, you know, use that article for yourself as a contractor. They might even give you direct to social media posts that promote the article. So curated content is getting this third party content that's already developed and using it with your audience. And you have permission to do it, obviously. It's a very powerful way to get more content quickly. So you can leverage it because if Mitsubishi is handing it to you or a Carrier or whoever, you know, the BXP Media is a company that I've talked to who has a ton of content and blogs that they make available to their contractors to come on board. So they write all the articles and the contractor say, hey, I like that article on indoor air quality. So it's a great way to get more content out the door quickly from experts. The only downside is, you know, typically it'll say it'll be from Mitsubishi. So you're not getting necessarily all of the credit. Right.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a great way to get more content more quickly.
And really, I would think of having, you know, that curated content. It's not that everything you post is curated content, but that would be something good to mix in with everything else you're doing.
Yeah. It's really big. And for example, we also work with the insurance space, and Travelers Insurance has a ton of content available to the Travelers agencies. Some of them just use Travelers content completely by themselves, and it has minimal effect to your point because it's basically just Traveler branded. So they think of Traveler and not that one agency. But when you mix that in with your own content, it's just a great way to fill in some of the gaps with some interesting topics.
And what does that do, or what do you think that does? I mean, really, from the in terms of giving the contractor even more credibility. I mean, even though it's a third party writing the content, don't you think that really makes the contractor themselves or the business owner look like, you know, even more of an expert, right? It only gives them more credibility in their space.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, whenever you tie your brand to somebody like that, I mean, you kind of get a little bit of the lift from their brand and their reputation. So absolutely, it makes you look like the expert, like, wow, you're a Mitsubishi expert. So, yeah, there's some value to the curated content, especially when you make.
Especially when what?
You can mix it in with your own content.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally agree. Yeah. Let me ask this. I'm a company, we don't have any social media at all today, right? So just brand new. Yeah. But Paul and Bill are telling me we ought to get into this stuff, right? So I'm thinking about where's a good place for me to get started, right? Because I'm it's going to be pretty tough for me to, you know, pull out the camera and start videoing myself and doing that, right? Where do I get started? What's an easy place to dip my toe in the water?
Yeah, I think the very first thing is I mentioned this, like the curated content idea. Huh? If you carry a particular brand of equipment, right, Carrier, Trane, whoever it might be, and they've got already content available to you, that's a great place to start. Now, most of them do, right? You go to your dealer development site, you log in, they give some folder full of content or a database full of social media content. That's a great place to get started stuff today that's professionally designed and ready to go. So I would say that if that's low hanging fruit, right? If you have absolutely nothing right now, you can start by grabbing professionally designed content from your manufacturer or potentially your distributor. So that's number one. I would say that's the first place to start. Other places, there's like Service Nation and others provide some content here and there, and forums. There's some forums out there in Reddit and things that do. But the next thing I think you do, like I said, is just sketch out, like I said, the ABCDs, write down three or four questions that you get all the time, and then just answer them, you know, in text. And then that's another good way to create a month's worth of calendar in a blink of an eye. And then there's tools out there. Obviously, there's lots of tools, including obviously I represent Social Jazz. We've got a tool that helps you build a social media calendar from scratch with already content that's geared for the industry. So we're already working not only with the manufacturers and distributors, we're building content specific for the industry around, you know, indoor air quality and maintenance and change outs and repair versus replace and all that. So there's lots of tools out there between third parties and software that you can leverage to get going pretty quickly. Rather than sitting down and having to say, okay, how do I create, you know, 150 posts for the year?
Right. And one of the things that again, I was going to come back, and that's why I was so tickled when you mentioned your ABCD, right? Because for me, one of the things that I always think about is, you know, these guys are getting questions, or their team is getting questions every single day of the week, right?
Every day.
And the problem is we think they're mundane questions. But they're mundane to us. They're not mundane to our customers. Exactly. That's why they're asking them.
Exactly. Exactly. Right?
And so if we just sit down and answer those questions and do that. So I love that idea. I love that one. And your expansion on that is great. Let's talk, you know, about using some of that other content. Can I let's say I get, you know, an article or that curated content that's there from one of my suppliers. But as you said, they're going to, in effect, it's branded with their product. Is there anything that prevents me from basically taking that that information and retooling it, if you will, right? Maybe it's an article and I'm paraphrasing the article, right? Instead of reading or posting the article, I'm going to grab my iPhone and I'm just going to, I'm not going to read it, but yeah, hey, we've got new technology that's coming out, right? And just literally give the same information in my own words. Can I do that? Or is that a no-no?
You know, I probably would say that I wouldn't recommend that you just kind of paraphrase somebody else's work. But I mean, you can certainly state the concept, the topic, right? And write about the same topic, right? And give your own slant on it. I would say a better use nowadays is there's so many AI tools out there, right? So obviously everybody heard about ChatGPT. You can just go to ChatGPT now and just say, give me a blog post about the benefits of a ductless mini split for a four seasons row, whatever, right? You just type it in there and it'll give you a blog post already written that is not, you know, paraphrased from anybody else. It is not copyrighted, right? You don't have to worry about, you know, any of that plagiarizing. And you can do that in a matter of seconds. So if you have the topic in your head that you want to write about, you can use those tools. I would suggest to that path rather than taking somebody else's article and just trying to rephrase it.
Yeah. And actually that works surprisingly well. I mean, it's amazing. You can simply say, give me a 500 word blog post on, you know, why it's important to change the air filter.
Right.
And that takes about 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Right. And when I've done that, I've noticed that I just kind of go through and, okay, I would word this sentence a little bit differently. Right. But then right there, you've got your own content that you can put out. And that's a wonderful tool for using that. I hadn't even thought about that as I was prepping for this thing. What are some things that you've seen, you know, and you kind of touched on some of these, Paul, already, but some things that work really, really well, or some things that contractors or small business owners should avoid in terms of their social media presence?
Yeah, I would say that the posts that seem to perform the best are the ones that are, you know, it's about humans, right? Social in the end is still, you know, the word social in it. Like, it started off as people sharing stuff with family and friends and everything. There's still a huge component of, you know, the people in social media. So when you see posts with a new technician who was just hired, or maybe, you know, the office person who's their 10-year anniversary, or you just sponsored a local charity event and you're showing pictures of your team doing maybe the corporate challenge, those types of posts will perform incredibly well because it's showing there's true humans behind the business, part of the community. You put faces to names and everything. I would say that those are the most powerful social media posts you can do. That are also a little bit of the hardest because you have to find time to take pictures and decide what you're going to do. But those are incredible community building and brand building. The second thing was, like you said, people are out there searching for answers, and they're going to find them somewhere. And it'd be better to find them from you. So if you can actually produce regular posts that answer the common questions or even uncommon questions, those are powerful as well. You probably want to stay a little away from the things that are less relevant, like the funny memes and the inspirational quotes. Those don't really necessarily move the business needle. They're okay filler stuff just to get a post out, but people don't really relate to those well. Like, you do a funny meme and they're just like, okay, that's funny, but it didn't tell me anything about you, your business, or my idea.
Scroll past.
They scroll right past, they laugh for a second, and they're on to the next thing. So I would just say, kind of avoid the things that are not relevant to your business and that are just there for entertainment purposes. There's plenty of other sites that do just entertainment, right? That's right. People, all those other places they can go to get that stuff. They're really looking at your stuff as, you know, relevant to the business and their needs.
You know, it's interesting you say that, you know, about things that are not even necessarily direct with the business, right? But some of the social stuff, right? I did one just recently where you think this challenge that you brought up with is, I got to remember to take pictures and stuff like that. Well, yeah, but at one point I pulled in the driveway of our parking lot and realized that at this moment in time, everybody in my company drives a white vehicle, except one who drives a lime green Jeep. And so, you know, I just walked out to the parking lot and took a picture of the front of our building and white truck, white car, white van, white car, white car, lime green Jeep, right? And I just put that as a quick post out there going, well, apparently the company likes white vehicles, but one person didn't get the memo, right? And it's amazing how many little, you know, comments and likes and stuff like that, that even something like that did.
Yeah. It's the human side of your business, right? There's people. That's the end of it. Yeah, behind every company, there's people, and especially contractors. They're coming out to your house, right? They want to know that you're real people, part of the community, and that they can trust you. And so seeing those pictures, it's relatable.
Mm-hmm. You know, that actually reminds me of another, it really ties into another question. So again, one of the challenges for contractors is we are in people's homes every day of the week, right? And so to us, it's no big deal, right? But the end user customers are letting us into places of their home that they don't normally let anybody go, right? That back corner in the basement, right? Or the electrical panel in the master bedroom closet, or, you know, whatever it is, right? And so let me ask you, right? I have my opinion, but for me to put the picture up of my team, right? Some of my technicians and what are their accomplishments and who are they and something about them, you know, maybe personally, is there value to introducing my team members to my customers in that fashion?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a certain amount of trust you have to have, right, to let a contractor into your home and, like you said, work on your systems and be around your family and your pets and everything else. So there's a certain amount of trust there. And when I can relate to you as a company and your people and see, oh, you know what, Joe has been there 14 years. You know, he came right out of college and I got to know him a little bit through that social media post. You know, he's lived in the community. He's, you know, part of the bicycle, you know, adventure crew. When I get to feel for, you know, who Joe is a person, there's more trust there, right? And so, yeah, if you introduce your team, whether it's a group or one person, and you show things you've done with the community, that builds that trust factor. So when they show up at the door, it's like, hey, yep, I know this company. I know that guy. And come on in.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, again, that's that. I like what you said earlier, right? Social marketing still has the word social in it, right? And so we need to introduce that piece of the puzzle. So then that, you know, brings me to one of the other questions, right? So we started off, the very first thing you said in this presentation or this audio was finding content was so hard, right? And then you referred to the curated content. Well, you know, your company is Social Jazz, right? So first off, just give me a 50,000 foot view. What is Social Jazz other than a kind of a cool name?
Yeah, so we are a social media automation tool that combines the content piece that we talked about. So we have content that already ready made for contractors with a branding and publishing engine. So we can brand it and publish it for the contractor to their platforms, Facebook, you know, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever it might be. So the whole idea is to try to take some of that heavy lift of the content and the publishing of the content off their plate by automating it. And so we started the business a couple of years ago. I'm a former, I've actually been in the industry for many years. I was with CoolFront originally. You remember CoolFront.
Absolutely love it.
Library pricing company who got bought by Field Edge. I was at Field Edge for a few years. And then I kind of went off on my own to start Social Jazz because I realized there was a huge need for social media marketing and other types of marketing for contractors, right? Like I said, they're busy. So, you know, so busy that some of the pieces fall through the cracks, and social media in particular and marketing often does.
Sure, absolutely. Well, what's different? What makes Social Jazz different in the market? I mean, because there's other companies that have, I can go out to and find some of the posts and that stuff, but especially when it comes to, you know, for us, HVAC, you've got another segment with the insurance. What makes you guys unique in terms of providing this content?
Yeah, so there's like two sets of tools out there, and we kind of bridge the gap. There's the social media automation tools like Hootsuite and Buffers and Sprout Socials of the world. And they give you a calendar tool that you can click on and add your content to and schedule it, but they don't give you any content, right? They just give you the tool to be able to, a place to put the content and publish it. And then you've got this other set of tools like Canvas of the world, like Canvas and Ripples and things, where they give you these huge oceans of templates you can choose from to create content. So it's pre-built. You know, they're not necessarily always geared to HVAC, but if you wanted a post on Thanksgiving, they've got 30 Thanksgiving posts already created for you. Uh-huh. So they got lots of content, but they don't have a good place to put it to publish it. And then they also don't have it really geared towards any industry. They're just these examples you choose from and then have to customize them. We kind of went right in the middle and said, let's do both. Let's create really good content that's geared for the industry and then create a way to automatically plan and publish it. So somebody doesn't have to go through every week and go, all right, let me go find a template, decide what I'm going to post about this week. So we've got this intelligent planning engine. We built in things like seasonality. So we understand like, hey, you're not going to talk about AC tune-ups in the middle of December, right? And so we've got this intelligent planning engine that can go through all the content the contractor wants and lay it all out for a whole year with all of the images, the captions, the hashtags, and everything. And basically you can go anywhere from set it and forget it mode to customizing the heck out of it after we lay it out.
All right, so let's stop there for a second because you just laid out a whole bunch of stuff, in one sentence. So you got your elevator pitch really, really good, Paul. So here's the thing, right? So
meter climb, 40 stories.
Let's back up a couple of steps. And so you mentioned some of these, the platforms that, some of the scheduling tools, right? A Hootsuite and some of those guys, right? So just give me a nutshell. What do those programs, yours included, what do they do for me as somebody coming into starting social marketing?
Yeah.
Why would I use something like that?
Yeah, so it's basically a planning tool. It's a calendar, you know, view typically, and you basically can lay out your posts day by day, week by week on those calendars, and you can see a, you know, kind of a bird's eye view of what you got already planned and where you still have gaps and you need to fill in, right? So all right, I've got 2 weeks planned, but I don't have week three and four of this month planned. So it's a great calendar view of your content that you already have planned or, you know, places where you need to fill in. So all the tools kind of have that calendar view that you can then click on any day and add content to it.
And then it will automatically post it for you on that day as well.
Correct. It'll automatically post to any of the accounts you have, like any of your social media that you've connected up.
Right. So you can select, okay, I want this one to hit my Facebook page at 10 a.m. and I want this one to hit my LinkedIn page at 2 a.m. and this one hit TikTok or whoever, right? So you don't have to be there to hit post at that moment.
Right? Exactly. So it is schedule it out, plan it out and schedule it out, and then just let it run after you've already planned and scheduled.
Okay. So that to me already gives me a sense of peace, right? Knowing that piece of the tool is available because I can schedule this stuff. I don't have to be here every single day. I can dedicate a couple of hours today and I'll be set for the next week and a half. Right. So I got some flywheel effect in there. And it just kind of runs on autopilot. And then it's the content piece of it, right? But you're right. A lot of those, like Canvas, just have neutral stuff, right? Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, right? And some of those posts that are there. So I have the content, but I still then need to do something with it. So that's, you know, and again, in all openness, right? At Grandine Associates, we use Social Jazz. We use your platform. We love it. That's why we've got you here on the show today. And so, you know, one of the nice things about it, tell me about this branding. I mean, how can I, and the importance of it, you know, branding a post for 4th of July, right?
So we built from the ground up a branding engine. And basically what it does is when we develop the content with our graphic designers, they created in a layered system, but that basically every layer has a, you know, let's say I have a picture of a technician in front of a van, in front of a house. The technician's shirt might be a layer by itself, his hat, you know, the van. And so what happens is our branding engine goes through, and then when a contractor uploads their logo and their colors, we can go through and say, okay, you know what? Their colors are red and blue. So we're going to make change the shirt and the layer to red. We're going to change his hat to blue. All right. We're going to drop his logo into the upper left corner. And so basically this branding engine can go through, and now it looks like that photo is of that company's technician at a home, right? Mm-hmm. And we can also, you know, put in their phone number and email address, for example, into the caption. So now it looks like that post was created exactly for that company with their technician on the spot in front of a home, right? And it's very powerful versus just a Canva template that, you know, you're using a stock photo that doesn't necessarily look like you and your company.
Right. And that, I think it just raises the professionalism so much in terms of the posts that you have out there. And like I said, it looks like I have a complete digital a graphics department who's putting all this stuff together for me at that point.
Yeah.
All right, good. And then, so even the, you know, even the color schemes and that stuff that are there, I mean, if you know, with any post, once you actually, how do you do that? You upload your logo to it and then your color scheme as well, if you have one. And then you'll start to customize every one of the posts based on that.
Yeah, the neat thing is we kind of try to do it automatically. So when you sign up for the account, right? One of the steps is to upload your logo. And then we actually try to guess your colors from your logo if we can, right? Mm-hmm. And then adjust them, of course, if you want to. So if we didn't get them quite right or we missed a color, you can add them in. But once you do that and save it, we actually go automatically through the whole year and rebrand all the posts, all of them, you know, so you don't have to go one by one. We go through the whole thing and reapply the branding to all the posts that we put on the calendar. So there's really no work to do other than upload a logo and your brand.
Yeah. Yeah, and in our case, we were fortunate. We uploaded the logo and boom, it hit every one of our colors across our branding color scheme. So it's wonderful. And so it's more than just, now again, you've got a couple of different, right now, you've got a couple of different trades out there. You've got HVAC and you've got plumbing. So how does the user go through? I mean, do they just automatically get every plumbing posts that you have in the database, or how does that work?
Yeah, no. So when you sign up, the very first thing we do is we present all of the kind of topics and categories that we have in our database. And so you can turn off certain, topics and categories if you don't do them. For example, if you don't, for some reason, do heat pumps, you can turn off heat pumps, right? Same thing with plumbing. You can turn on and off water quality if you do or don't do it. And so you basically have a chance up front to kind of customize the topics and categories that you want us to plan for you. Now, afterwards, you can always adjust it. So, like, you have full control after we lay out the plan. You can go back in and say, you know what, I do want heat pumps. But by upfront, what you do is you kind of, set the topics and categories you want us to plan for you. And then our planning engine goes through and, like I said, intelligently tries to lay out a whole year. And that's per contractor. So no two contractors get the same plan. And it's based on seasonality and region and everything else. So it does its best job to kind of lay that all out for you. And then you have control to change it. So if afterwards you look and say, you know what, I want to move this post to a different month, or I don't want that post, or I want to search and find something specifically on indoor air quality that maybe we didn't cover, or maintenance, you can search and add to the, to the calendar. And
Sure.
not every, we have rotating images, so we have multiple image styles per post. So, photo, illustrated, text, we have a whole bunch of different image styles. So no two contractors are necessarily even going to get the same, even if they got the same post, they won't get it on the same day with the same image, and it certainly won't be branded the same.
Right. Exactly. And so, yeah, I'm just looking real quick, under air conditioning, the categories that the users can turn on and off, air conditioning breakdown, emergency service. Can an air conditioner give you a cold? Don't wait for an AC tune-up. How much does an AC tune-up cost? Price factors for an AC unit. Under clogs, clogged bath and drain shower, clogged toilet, clogged sewer system backup. Ask for reviews. I mean, there's all kinds of them, and then there's a whole section on mini splits and other types of equipment. But then you've got some of the fun stuff, right? So we've got all the technical stuff that's there, right? But then you have, National Fudge Day. Who knew, right, that Grandy & Associates could now promote National Fudge Day if we wanted in a form that's branded to us?
Yeah, and part of that is be, for better or worse nowadays, what people are doing is they're looking to connect with companies and brands that they think share their values, right? Some companies want to stay completely clear of, showing their values and what their causes and everything, but a lot of companies are doing that now because that's what really connects you with your audience. And so sometimes there's an office that says, you know what, we're a chocolate and fudge freaks, and we want to promote National Fudge Day, and or we're big donut and coffee people, so we want National Donut Day. Other companies don't want that, and that's part of building and online, and part of the system is that you can kind of choose, all those different pieces and say, not only the technical posts and answering the questions and the products, we want to layer in our personality from a company standpoint and what we support. We have social causes in there. We have awareness months in there, or, breast cancer awareness month, whatever it might be. You can turn all those on and supplement the technical story with kind of your brand personality.
Boy, gosh, just looking at it, I mean, there has to be what, 200, 300 different categories that I can turn on and off?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them, and we're
Oh my
building
God.
more. In fact, we're building the electrical catalog as we speak. We're constantly adding to the HVAC and plumbing. So yes, and we add more to those, other categories as well. The we call them the essentials, right? The holidays and the special occasions and the causes.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful tool. There's no question about it about that. So you mentioned you've got electrical catalog going in there at some point in time here. Any other new features or updates that you've got coming to Social Jazz?
We're working on a few of them. We're going to have some more kind of reporting on the performance of posts. So right now, we don't do a ton on the reporting of how a post does in terms of reach and likes and follows and shares. You can get those obviously from your Facebook accounts and your Instagram accounts. We're going to bake that in so people will be able to see that. We're looking for Google Business Profile support. So right now we do Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, well, X, and LinkedIn, but we'll be adding Google Business Profiles at some time in the near future. And then we're going to layer in some AI features. So if a contractor decides like they want a custom post done right now, but don't have time to write it, they can just give us a topic and we'll automatically write a post for them on the fly. So that's probably a month or two away at least. But we're going to layer all those in. And then we're always working with the third parties to try to get content from the manufacturers and distributors. So you'll see more of that as well.
Very nice. Very nice. I love it. Let me ask this, right? Because this is a question that we had is, we've got, you know, and in our company, we'll have a post and we might share it on two or three different employees' Facebook pages or LinkedIn pages or whatever. Now, here I've got an account and we're tied into to a specific account, right? So, with the social jazz, am I forced to use the posting engine that comes in social jazz, or do I have the ability to pull that post out and use it elsewhere?
Yeah, you can. So you get full access to the calendar, which includes both, by the way, you can access the captions and the images. So if you wanted to copy the caption and download the image and do it manually to some other platform or to your personal Facebook page, you could certainly do that. We obviously will automate anything that you've connected up, any accounts you've connected up in our system, but you're not limited to that. You can post it anywhere you want.
Sure. Okay. All right. Again, and it's one of the things that we have found here at Grand is it's just incredibly usable. And again, it gives you great content. And we don't rely solely on that, but it's one source of that curated content that you had talked about earlier that makes it so user-friendly, I think. So any final thoughts that you've got with regard to social marketing in general, social jazz, how would you wrap things up for our customers?
Yeah, I would just say that the biggest pushback I get from contractors is that, you know, like I said, that I don't have time. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. So then they just don't do it at all. Or like you said, they start for a little bit and then they let it kind of just get really quiet after a while because it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. But it's such an important part of the marketing puzzle, right? I mean, it's your brand building. It's getting the word out there and building community. So I would just say, like, you know, if it's difficult, there's all kinds of avenues. There's, you know, social jazz is certainly an automation tool, but you can get the curated content. You can work with agencies. You can hire a social media coordinator. There's so many ways to get it done. I would just say, you know, instead of just letting this opportunity, it's a billboard, a storefront, a truck wrap, all those things kind of rolled into one, and that it sits out there for everybody to see. Instead of just letting that opportunity pass and not getting visibility, you know, see if you can find one or more tools or people to help you really do it. Because it's in the long run, it's going to help you. I always say this, like if you see a van going down the street with a contractor's name on it, you've never done business with them before, what's the very first thing you do? You pull out your phone or your tablet and you Google them, or you go to their website, or you go to their social. That's how we evaluate businesses nowadays. And if you don't have presence, you're just missing a huge opportunity when people are looking at you.
Well, and you have that Facebook page out there, whatever the presence is, right? And you haven't posted out there in a year. Oh, they must be out of business.
Right. That's your storefront, and it looks like it hasn't.
Paul, how can our listeners find you?
It's very simple. All you have to do is go to socialjazz.com/Grandy. You can get a 14-day free trial. There's a sign-up button right on the homepage. Super easy to get started. It takes about 5 minutes less.
Awesome. Guys, gals, take advantage of that one. You won't regret it. No question. Well, Paul, it's been a fantastic conversation here with you today. Love your platform. Love what you do. I'm glad you were here today.
Thank you. Appreciate the time. And always love talking to you, Bill.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.